So one of the things that they have in Moldova is a sort of a crippled version of Hitler, and he stands in the street begging for money to try and build an army of Nazi cripples that will take over Europe in a really kind of spastic way.
There's a gypsy begging at me. This is an ongoing problem here. Is that gypsy still following me? She is. Yeah. I mean, he's right, his old Benjamin Ball. It's not exactly salubrious here. It may seem weird, but this is the first black person we've seen in Chisinau. It's the only black person we've seen in Chisinau. Probably the only one we will see.
No, I'm glad.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Big problem. Help me 100 plays.
That's a very interesting impression of Chinaman that you do.
Yesterday, the celebration of the city yesterday, and there was nothing gay. I don't know how they manage it.
Today, we're venturing into the capital of one of Europe's least known countries, Chisinau, Moldova. A city that sits on the crossroads of empires, languages, and histories. On paper, it's a classic post-communist Eastern European capital, decaying Soviet blocs, Orthodox churches, wine culture, and a population that's been shrinking and shifting for decades. The country is mostly women. That imbalance has triggered runaway sexual selection. The babes here dress really pretty.
Last night, I spent the night in Chisinau, and it was a party atmosphere. They were celebrating the city, and there was a great sense of communitas, a great sense of unity. They don't seem to get very drunk here, to the extent that they have a really weird attitude towards alcohol, which is that after 10 o'clock at night, you may not buy beer, but you may buy wine, even though wine is stronger than beer. We've parked. Parking, by the way, in Chisinau is free. So you notice that the Foreign Office advice is that this country is even in the capital, that the pavements are full of holes, that the roads aren't lit, that you should carry a torch with you at night in Chisinau. I don't know where they get these things from. So it's all quite nice in this part of the city. The one thing that sticks out is the Mexico-like level of low-hanging wire. Attitudes to safety are much more laid back and funky here. Carol Schmidt, so presumably Primar means mayor. Mayor of Chisinau. Schmidt, German surname.
But otherwise, it has such a reputation. But at the moment, it just seems like a slightly run-down but really quite pretty city. I'm just trying to get the women make an effort. In general, the women have a lot of makeup on. So I'm standing in front of the Radisson Hotel in Chisinau. It's a five-star hotel. It's the most expensive hotel in Chisinau. And how much do you think the nicest room is in this hotel? The answer is 700 euros a night. So it's something like half the equivalent in the UK. So it is a lot cheaper. Now, obviously, the thing is that in this country, salaries are about 400 euros a month. So this is extremely expensive if you are actually Moldovan. So one of the things that they have in Moldova is a sort of a crippled version of Hitler. And he stands in the street begging for money to try and build an army of Nazi cripples that will take over Europe in a really kind of spastic way. There's a babushka there.
Hello, hello, hello. My latest film is out now, Moldova and Transnistria. And I reckon it's the best one yet on Substack. Over 2 hours long, a gloriously unfiltered road trip to one of Europe's strangest and most mysterious corners, and now uploaded to Vimeo for full 4K viewing pleasure. And next month, we're dropping three more hard-hitting films. Hong Kong, The Diversity Invasion, reaches the last safe haven, Luton, Britain's Warning. This is how it ends, and where our cameraman gets arrested. Slough and Windsor, a tale of two Britons, a dual carriageway apart. Want full access to everything? Use code TJH30 on Substack for a free month-long subscription, or just click the link in the description.
They're Orthodox here, so in front of a sort of a large Orthodox church. And look at this, look how ornate and detailed this is. Ooh, there is an issue with only English, and there does seem to be an issue with beggars in the city. It's very interesting that what they seem to be doing is going round the church, round the whole church, and crossing themselves in front of every saint, a large number of saints. Representing the way that Jesus once saved all of the gay men with beards. All gay men with beards were told, come unto me, Jesus, stop being gay, and then I will save you. We've got this again. Gypsies.
That's how I justify this to myself. So I justify basically abandoning my wife and kids for 2 weeks to go on a jolly. I'm working, interviewing Nick Griffin, who I've wanted to meet for 25 years. It's work. Going to Moldova, which is a country I've been fascinated by for years and years. It's work, darling. It's work. Mini Arc Triumph, chaps. So what they did last night, chaps, was they just shut down that road. That main road you can see behind the Arc of Triomphe, behind which is some kind of parliamentary building. They just shut it down, shut the whole road in order to have a big party. I think gypsy things are not pleasing to me. They seem to be quite a short people, but then very occasionally you see some about strikingly tall one. Sorry, I got that wrong, chaps. That's my first Moldovan. I keep a book. I write down where I see them, what time it is, what I'm doing, features about them, that kind of thing. Main street of Chisinau, and again, beautiful 19th century buildings with ornate. I mean, look at that. I mean, if they could, it's a bit dirty. It is a bit dirty. If they could paint that, give that a lick of paint. Like, look at this. Look how well. Look, she's smart at the camera. I don't know if you got her. Very pretty, very pretty, very well dressed, and they managed to do this on these shit salaries. Do you speak English? What's going on here?
It's homeless animals.
Yes. Money for food. Oh, you give money to help them? How can the British Foreign Office dare to make out that this is a dangerous, unsafe, violent, decrepit city that you basically shouldn't go to? I was genuinely thinking, it was saying, oh, keep anything of value with you all times. If you bring with you something like a computer, keep it in the safe of the hotel. It's just bollocks. It's Western propaganda. It's Western propaganda against the Soviet Union. Maybe the Soviet Union wasn't that bad, but in this country, it's almost like they feel, let's spend money on the little beautiful things in life, and somehow from that beauty, then a sense of wonder and the transcendent will radiate, and we will all feel good. And I saw that last night. Well, yeah, but you can't afford to buy this. Like, oh, that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I'll get by somehow. I'll get by on cigarettes, which, by the way, are very cheap. This is Moldovan money. This is Stephen Chalmari, who is Saint Stephen Chalmari, who was in the Orthodox Church paintings and whatever. And there you go. There's the church. I don't know what church that is. So I'm going to go and buy a sandwich. One of the things you notice here in Chisinau, chaps, is the extraordinary number of babes, the extraordinary number of good-looking women, and even if they're not, I believe you could, in what's called passport pro max in this place, if you wanted to, a third, if not 40% of the country are expatriate, are foreign, are living abroad, are the diaspora of Moldova. And obviously they are disproportionately men that go and lead and strive out, with the result that this country is 56% female. Are you studying medicine?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? Why do you want to study it here?
It's cheaper than India.
It's cheaper than India?
Yeah.
Oh, I would have thought India would... No. So how long have you been here?
5 years.
So how do you find it? I mean, presumably they don't speak English very well.
Yes, they do.
No, not you. You speak English very well. I'm saying, presumably they don't speak English here.
They know English, but they don't tend to speak English because they don't want to have the conversation in English.
Oh. So how do you get by then, dealing with...
They study their native language, like Romanian, for 1 year when we come here for, like...
All right, so you have to learn Romanian well enough to be able to talk to patients?
Yes.
OK, cool, that's...
That's going to be hard work, isn't it?
Well, it's not.
No?
No.
That's the other thing. I understand that this degree is not recognised in Europe. They don't recognise a degree from Moldova in the European Union. So that limits you, doesn't it, to the way you can work?
Yeah, but we have to pass the licensing exam.
It goes for all the countries.
Where in India are you from?
We are from the South Bank, Kerala.
Kerala. Yeah. Oh, right, yeah, I've not been... All right, anyway, nice to meet you. I'm Ed, by the way. What's your name?
What's your name?
Ed.
Ed.
What's your name?
My name is Festus.
Festus, hello.
Ahmed.
Are you Christian?
I'm Christian.
Ah, OK, because I know that Kerala is the most Christian state.
Yes, we do all the religion. Yeah. Muslim, Hindus and Christians.
The other one's Muslim?
Yeah.
It's a diverse country, though.
It is. No, there's thousands of languages. All right, thanks a lot. Good luck. Very good luck. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Deliberately turning away from the camera, I think. He doesn't want to be on camera. Well, he's just turning around. This is the thing that I'm really going to remember about Kisser now, is the number of disabled beggars. And they're genuinely disabled as well. It's not like in India where you'd see some boy with his leg cut off or his arm cut off or was blinded to make him a better beggar. The things they do, because they're so poor, is they just sell stuff in... This is perfectly acceptable here, and this is accepted. I think when you get a country that is as poor as this, then it's generally understood that people need to do these things. They need to. It's bringing back memories of when I was on holiday in New Delhi in 2007. This is exactly what it was like. There's an Israeli shop. There's something deeply depressing about this place. Earlier, I was happy in the kind of 19th century buildings and stuff. This makes me less happy. This is very much an ATIQ experience. I don't know whether it's the cannabis that my producer gave me earlier that's hitting in, but I feel paranoid and unhappy. Seriously, another world. I just find this really interesting. This is not even a garden centre. It's not selling flowers. It's selling equipment with which you can do gardening. And this is the second one we've come across in about a quarter of a mile. So this is illustrating to you just how everybody does gardening here. Everybody grows their own food. We're entering the market, chaps, the indoor market. Oh, for the cheese. Oh, wow, OK. Oh. OK, that's the problem, isn't it? This isn't smell-o-vision. You can't smell this, but we just walked into the indoor market. There is the cheesemonger, and there's an overwhelming smell of creamy cheese. Yeah, but it's brown. I don't particularly like it. Buy something else. Thank you. These tidbits you can try. Yeah, very, very soft cheese. The idea that just behind a baroque-looking high street, like a kind of poor Budapest, is just this. It's amazing, really. What are these things? I think it's... No, it must be fruit. Or...
Salmon roe, isn't it?
But I have to add a bit... Yeah, I don't know what salmon... Yeah, what is it? Seaweed. Made of seaweed. Oh, OK, right. Donde esta carne? Carne. Right, thank you. No, he just thought you were saying America. Americarne, no. Moldova. They look very similar. They don't look that different. I would say they look very similar to us, most of them. Most of them could pass as English people. These aren't modern babushkas. These aren't executive babushkas. These aren't babushkas with mobile phones and Instagram accounts where they put babushka pictures of themselves. These are traditional Soviet Union babushkas. This must be the largest outdoor market I've ever been to. Everything, I mean, everything you could possibly want in a series of independent or semi-independent, I don't know how the system works here. Uzbekistan, how did you end up here?
Oh, o kadar bilmem ki.
All right.
Hadi, gidelim.
Okay. Kane, yes. Okay, all right, thank you very much. Oh, yeah, it's a bit smelly. Oh, they still eat offal. Chicken lung. So every part of it. Is this tripe? Yeah, it is. Snout. I've never had snout. I'm almost inclined to buy it and take it back to the Airbnb and cook it and see what snout is like. It's
there's a gypsy begging at me. This is an ongoing problem here. Yes, I know. Niet. Among good friends. Is that gypsy still following me? She is. No.
Okay, shall we go back to the car now?
Yeah, the name.
Yeah, of course, sorry.
She don't get the message, that woman, does she? I might give you money if you were a Moldovan tramp, but not if you were a gypsy. I was a little bit concerned just then that her little girl just ran past my pocket, ran past me, right past me, and touched me as she did so. And I was concerned it was a setup to nab my phone, which is, of course, in my right pocket. Wouldn't it be good if, like, legally, when gypsies come up to you like that... Because in India, you'd do this. In India, it'd be fine. If you just hit them. She might not want us filming in there if they're contraband cigarettes.
This is a new product. We are a company that we manufacture this type of cigarettes. Golden Deer, it's called.
You're good, yeah.
And this is Golden Deer, and despite the fact that it sounds American, it is, in fact, a Moldovan brand. Cigarettes, I should emphasise, in this country are extraordinarily cheap. Yeah, it's the place to carbon traps. It's if you're into the old fags. Not so much that, but if you're into cigarettes. Then it's the place to come. Cigarettes are basically cheaper than food in this country. It's the opposite of the UK. Hello, my name's Professor Edward Dutton. I'm a professor of psychology at the Rushden Academy of Sciences. I'm from England. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. So it's an interesting interaction that just occurred. I think we got most of it on film, which is that we went to a tobacconist to get cheap cigarettes. The guy happened to speak very good English. We happened to get talking, and he wanted to take a video of me smoking the cigarette and recommending the cigarette. And obviously the reason for that is to use that to promote it to other Moldovans. Because if you are a British here, I don't mean to be culturally arrogant, but they really look up to the fact that someone's British. They regard someone as British as of high value, essentially. We are in Boulevard Negruzzi, and one of the most famous films about Chisinau, well, I can't really say about Moldova, but about Chisinau heretofore, apart from this one, which will obviously be way more famous, is by Mr. Balden Bankrupt. It surprises me that he completely shafted Chisinau, which, so far, I've been here now for about a day, and I find it, in many ways, it's got a lot of beautiful architecture, it's got very friendly people, who are fascinated to meet you and talk to you, and they're very well-dressed, and it's all very, very interesting. And so I could never understand why he shafted Chisinau, and he went specifically to this part of Chisinau, where we are now, which is Begruzzi Boulevard. Now, it was some years ago that he did so, but he was filming down here. I get the impression that the film is quite... When you're a small country, you're often very, very interested in what foreigners think of you. And so I suspect that it had something of an impact, that film, and apparently that film is known even in the countryside in Moldova. So obviously they've spruced it up compared to what it was like when he was here. But I remember watching it when it came out and thinking, God, this place looks awful. Well, how can the centre of the capital city be like this? But for a start, this is not the centre of the capital city. This is a good... We've driven about half an hour to get here from the centre. So it's not the centre. Well, behind us, anyway, is the National Hotel, which he was complaining about. And as you can see, it's not particularly beautiful. Yeah, so obviously tramps come here to drink. But all we have to do is go down here and it gets nicer. I mean, he's right, is old Benjamin Bald, that it's not exactly salubrious here. Hotel Kissinau over there, and dirty, and so on. But it's just this is just a small fraction of the city, and so you could go to Warsaw and find areas as ghastly as this. But you wouldn't film them and say this is what Warsaw's like. Co is an Indian weed. At moon, tis green, cut down at eve. It shows a decay. We are but clay. Think of this when you smoke tobacco. Cigarettes are important here, so I thought I'd blend in by smoking Golden Deer. We just, I mean, it may seem weird, but this is the first black person we've seen in Kissinau. It's the only black person we've seen in Kissinau. Probably the only one we will see.
No, in English.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Big problem. Help me 100 plays.
That's a very interesting impression of Chinaman that you do. Yesterday, the celebration of the city yesterday, and there was nothing gay. I don't know how they manage it. Quite what the point is of having a man standing there to revolve a naturally revolving door, a door that is built to revolve. As I've absolutely no idea. Does he expect to be tipped? I mean, not what? Yes, so maybe the Foreign Office, the diplomat, he just sort of walked... I can imagine he walked along this street, which is the most hazardous street I've seen in Kissinau so far. Probably tripped over, it was late at night, he was drunk, and he decided, that's it, the whole of Moldova is... and the whole of Kissinau is like this. So I'm going to write about this in the Foreign Office report. I think that must have been what happened. Is Sergei on camera, man? I mean, look at this. No, yeah, this is not... Yeah, you wouldn't get this in... No. I mean, that's not... That's not good paving. That's not... Look, I mean... Here, typhus. Who these blokes are? Is he some famous person? I don't think this is representative of Moldovan restaurants, that there's a live band playing music. It used to be a big thing, didn't it, in Italian restaurants. Obviously, important people come to this restaurant, but I've never heard of anyone. I have a rule that I don't give money to people that ask me for money. It's just a simple thing. I don't... I could give them advice, but, you know, such as hanging around in the street is not going to get you anywhere. I'd like to officially say that I quite like Moldovan food. I liked the bread things with goat's cheese in and peppers, and I liked the vine leaves and cabbage leaves with stuff in. So if you ever come to Kissinau, then come to whatever this is called, leprosy or some name of a disease that this restaurant is called. What's it called? Favas or something. I can't remember what it was called. It sounded like a disease. And try that. OK, well, we're in a cocktail bar, chaps, and this is a very international cocktail bar, and there's a couple behind me speaking in English for that reason. And apparently a chap I know met someone from the World Bank in this cocktail bar or something. So this is where you go in Kissinau if you're part of the Kissinau elite, as far as I can work out. You have a cocktail. So I'm having, I thought it was appropriate considering, I'm having a white Russian. So, there we go. Sanitation. Sanitation, by the way, is Romanian for cheers. I've learnt that. So, sanitation, chaps. To your sanitation, my sanitation, and everyone else's sanitation. And let's hope that the rest of this journey through Moldova is relatively sanitary.